Dear Cheap Astronomy, what is on the moon that's worth mining? The moon is relatively poor in mineable mineral deposits, which is partly why no one has been in a mad rush to get back there in the 50 plus years since the Apollo missions. Had Neil and Buzz returned with gold nuggets and titanium ore in their samples, it might have been a very different story. Instead, we are currently excited about the likelihood of water ice being accessible around the moon's poles, and we know there's also oxygen waiting to be extracted, some from the water ice, and even more from mineral sources. Of course, water and oxygen are all kinds of useful in space, both for making rocket fuel and for keeping astronauts alive, but we don't need either shipped back to Earth. The current motivation for returning to the moon is to establish a permanent presence, partly in response to other nations moving to do the same. Indeed, you could be forgiven for assuming that is what underlies the current impetus for returning. In this respect, lunar bases look to be somewhat analogous to bases in Antarctica and space stations in orbit. It's all about rich nations establishing a foothold in hostile frontiers to undertake research, while being mindful that an unforeseen strategic advantage might arise from that research, and also mindful there are other competing nations with the same aspirations. There is a high degree of FOMO, fear of missing out, involved. But regardless of the motivation, such lunar bases would become fabulous scientific research outposts and also potential way stations for future space exploration. And it's true those bases' viability will hopefully be bolstered by finding accessible water sources. Ideally, that would be the beginning of in situ resource utilization on the moon, where we might also use lunar regolith for radiation shielding, as well as heat fusing it into bricks, pavements, and landing pads. If we then wanted to extract oxygen from mineral sources, we'd need some sophisticated infrastructure to allow furnace-level heating and electrochemical extraction. Interestingly, much of that oxygen is in the form of metal oxides. Common ones found on the moon being titanium, aluminium, and iron oxides. It's unlikely it would become economically viable to ship these metals back to Earth, since we already have a relative abundance of those metals. Furthermore, on Earth, weathering and erosion, plate tectonics, and life itself produce concentrated deposits of these and other metals, making extraction and refinement on Earth much simpler and cheaper. Nonetheless, what could make a difference is asteroids that bring new material in from elsewhere. However, with no atmosphere to slow them down, any asteroid striking the moon's surface generally disintegrates explosively, leaving behind a large crater with impact debris often flung for kilometers in all directions, that debris comprising whatever the asteroid was made of, along with a large amount of disintegrated lunar crust mixed in. So, while a natural asteroid collision does represent the addition of new material, it mostly contributes a light sprinkling of that new material over vast areas of the moon's surface. Analysis of regolith samples from the Apollo missions show the regolith containing particulate contributions from quite widespread impacts. And many of the lunar rock samples brought back were impact breccias, a mishmash of rock shards and minerals bound together in the heat and pressure of an asteroid impact and then blasted outwards as newly formed rock. So there's no part of that process that will produce concentrated deposits of asteroid material. We then have to acknowledge that retaining the integrity of asteroid material through soft landing or controlled crashing on the moon would be very costly and technologically complex, But you could just as well say that about any other approach to asteroid mining. There should be real advantages to having centralized extraction and refining facilities in a gravity well like the Moon, where light things can be sifted from heavy things, fluids will sit in open vessels, and hot air will rise. It's also a much better environment for a human workforce. The cost of landing asteroid raw material and then launching the refined product back to Earth would certainly be substantial, but that should be weighed up against the cost of chasing asteroids around their solar orbit with a mining crew and a space refinery that can operate effectively and efficiently in microgravity.